ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Israel has asked the US to reschedule a high-level meeting about its military plans for a ground assault in the southern city of Rafah. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had abruptly cancelled the meeting, but now appears to be trying to reset relations between the two allies. The US, concerned about a deepening humanitarian crisis in Gaza, wants the Israeli leader to consider alternatives to a ground invasion in Rafah. Tova Lazaroff is a deputy editor of the Jerusalem Post and joins me this morning. Tova, thank you for your time again. When do you expect this meeting with the US will now go ahead?
Oh, I imagine it will be soon because, I mean, remember, Biden was the person who asked for it to begin with. So this meeting is ultimately in America's interest. So if Netanyahu is looking to reschedule, then I imagine it would happen sooner rather than later.
How determined is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stage a military assault in Rafah?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, the disagreement between Israel and the United States is not about whether Israel should destroy the remaining Hamas battalions, but how they're going to do it, right? So Israel believes it can only do it with a major military operation. It wants to move the civilians out of Rafah, many of whom, if you remember, fled there for safety. So now he wants to move those civilians to another location, plus all the civilians in Rafah, and he wants to be able to go after Hamas in Rafah. The United States says, yeah, that's not such a great idea. We think you should destroy the Hamas battalions, but we've got other suggestions on how to do it. And that's what this meeting is going to be about. They're going to lay out their plan for how they think Israel can do this. But ultimately, really, there's only one question here, which is whether or not Hamas is going to remain in Gaza or it's not going to remain in Gaza. And if Hamas isn't going to remain in Gaza and it's not going to remain in power, then yeah, Israel would have to go into Rafah. The only question is how.
Is there a real chance now that the US could restrict military aid to Israel if Prime Minister Netanyahu defies Joe Biden and does end up pressing ahead with the military offensive in Gaza?
Well, there's certainly, as you know, senators that are calling for that, right? That's what Chris Van Hollen is calling for. And he's saying, as your readers probably know, you know, the United States issued this security memorandum, which basically means that countries receiving aid have to assert that they're not violating international law and the use of that aid. And so irrespective of whether Israel goes into Rafah, you know, there are already people that are looking for the U.S. to restrict that aid. But the U.S. has been pretty clear that it's not planning to do that. You know, Senator Lindsey Graham was in Israel today. He's a Republican senator, and he said, no way. I mean, the question wasn't even restricting aid. The question was about whether or not arms shipments were being slowed down. And he said, absolutely not. So if they're not slowing down shipments, I don't think that they're planning to restrict it. But you've got a long way before you get there. I think people feel that could happen. Because there's a lot of calls in certain sectors for that to happen, and Canada did it, and it seems like a ball that's kind of rolling. But I don't see that happening, and I think you're also a long way from that.
What impact is a decline in international support for Israel's war on Hamas having on domestic Israeli politics?
Actually, weirdly, I think it's kind of helping because, you know, people in Israel, you know, like to see their leaders stand strong for what is in Israel's best interest. So the more they stand in opposition to international opinion, the more they're not, you know, seen as caving to international opinion, then the more people like them.
Really interesting. By the way,
there's a lot of reasons why people are angry at Netanyahu. This isn't going to be one of them.
Fascinating. Tova, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tova Lazaroff is the deputy editor of the Jerusalem Post.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.